to bask in the glow of our dear Lady Sanine. I am truly blessed that I am once again graced by your presence here in the temple. Even in these harrowing times, you are one of the few rays of lights that effortlessly shine through the darkness. Though I feel safe and loved within these walls of stone, I fear the rest in the village have lost hope. As your cleric, I have performed as many blessings as I could, but it has not been enough. Your children need more than physical healing. Their morals, their spirits, the people's strength in this land has wavered under the threat of the new queen. I admit, it is hard to keep faith for myself as well. If this pestilence does not relent, we will cease to be. Now, more than ever, we require guidance to keep us from this path of doom. I beseech you, my lady. I have read the prophecies of a hero who will rise to save us from our troubles. Give us a leader who can inspire us with word and action. A sword to pierce the clouds and bring us hope. Please, send us a savior.
My lady? What is that noise?
By the astral sea, what just came from the sky? It is
a man,
and he has fallen in the sacred pool of fertility. Oh god, I need to get him out, or the other priestesses will have my head. Oh, he is unconscious. Perhaps I can wake him with magic.
His eyes open.
Oh dear, and such pretty ones too. Hello, human. Can you hear me? Be still. You're safe. You suffered quite a fall a few moments ago. Do you know where we are? Huh? My ears. Do you jest? Is it because I'm an elf? You know what elves are, do you not? How peculiar. We are in the temple of Lady Sanine, the goddess of love, in a village south of Candlekeep. You cock your head as if I'm speaking another language, but you know the common tongue. Earth? I have never heard that name before. We are in the land of Faerun. Does this mean you are from another world? And you arrived right as I asked Lady Sanine for help?
Noma, then you are to be this world's savior. Oh, this is a joyous occasion. Let me introduce myself. I am an elven cleric who serves the goddess Sanine. You may call me Shiranui. About 2 summers ago, an evil queen cast a wicked spell that quickly spread across the land. Our people suffered greatly for it, and I fear for this continent's future if you don't act. The ancient stories have foreseen such turmoil, as well as a hero from another world who rises to put an end to the trouble. And I know you are the hero. I know we have only just met, and this is asking quite a lot for a stranger, but please, this world needs your help. You will? Oh, yes, this is perfect. The suffering shall endure no longer. Well, let's not waste any time, okay? There we are. Now, remove your clothing.
Is something the matter? I thought you said you were ready to become a hero.
Yes, being naked is necessary. Are you daft? Wait, I see. I forgot. You're not familiar with the situation at hand. So, the wicked spell that the evil queen had cast? It was one that heavily suppressed sexual desire. Only a select few are able to resist its effects, such as those who serve under Lady Sehanine. It is said that the hero can partly reverse the spell by fornicating with 5 special individuals. The first being a cleric in Sehanine's temple. So, you see, we are going to make love right here in order to begin saving the kingdom. Do not mock our traditions. This is what House Skrulls have foretold. And of course I am embarrassed. I am naked in front of a total stranger, a human no less, and I am about to give him my virginity. However, as you are destined to be the hero, it seems I am destined to be the start of the journey. An intimate union between lovers, in order to shape balance to this realm. The simple act of 2 becoming 1. Please, hero, do this for our world. Do this for me. Is that convincing enough? I see you wish to join me in bearing yourself. Do you like my breasts? I know I'm slenderer than most humans, but my curves should be more than sufficient. I'll take you licking them as a... Yes, yes. Oh, God, don't stop. Oh my, I never knew my body could be explored like this. Your lips tickle me, and yet I desire you to do it more. Where are you? Oh, goodness. You're licking my... Oh, your tongue feels so... Oh, God. So good. What is this? Using your mouth in such a way to... Oh, give me pleasure. The other priestesses weren't lying. This feels amazing. Oh, I never thought humans could be this... creative at lovemaking. Flick me right there, okay? Your tongue moves beautifully. More. I want more. Oh, God. Is that your fingers as well? It felt so sudden, but oh, God, I love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, goddess, yes. No, no. Just like that. Goddess, you are well coordinated with your fingers. Have you any practice, hero? My jealousy would be immense. Not for your breathtaking skill. Oh, God. Right there. Don't you dare stop. Tongue fuck me as deep as you can, please. Oh, God, please. My lust betrays me. I can't stop grinding against your face. No more. Oh, God. I can't hold myself back. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. By the goddess, that was beyond words. Come here, human. I would like to know how I taste. Was incredible, but we are not done yet. The prophecy dictates we consummate, probably, but There is little harm in delaying that a bit longer. Elves are a proud race, after all. We can't accept a gift without repaying someone in kindness. Okay. Such strange clothing you wear. But it matters little in what I'm about to do. As you have explored me with your mouth, I must explore you with mine. Forgive me for my, well, lack of skill. I hope you will enjoy this nonetheless. Oh, goddess. So this is your cock, human. I've not been privy to how it would appear, yet it's one of the most gorgeous things I've laid my eyes on. Enough admiring. Allow me. Oh, dear. This is splendid. Giving pleasure like this. I did not expect this to be so satisfying. Your elven maiden is on her knees for you, okay? Yes, woman. Grab my hair. It pleases me to know you enjoy this as well. Goddess, you choked me so suddenly with your cock. I think I liked it though. Force me down again, human, okay? Yeah, more. Use my throat just like that. I'm just getting on your cough. Forget it some more. Oh god, yes. Treat my mother with my pussy. My mouth is to serve you. So please keep going. Much as I wish to taste your seed. Oh, goddess, to have it magnet on my tongue and swallow every drop. And the ritual, it should not end like this. A proper union between the both of us is how we must finish. So, come, Yeru. Your elf awaits. Take me from behind, and please go as deep as you can. Oh, you are inside me. Oh god, goddess, dear. You are such a wondrous feeling. I wish to savor this. Deeper, my hero, deeper. Oh, I'm bliss. Absolute bliss that I am with you. No more holding back, human. Let's indulge in our pleasure. Goddess, yes. Press your cock inside me just like that. Oh, goddess. It just feels so amazing. I love the way you're pounding into my pussy. You're doing so much, and I want you to go further. Oh, yes, tuck on my brains. Anything to get you to fuck me deeper. Of course, smack my ass. Overwhelm my senses completely. Oh, more. More. Your elven maiden desires it. Please grant me my wish, human. Fuck yes! Oh, goddess. Please keep pulling on my hair just like that. And fuck me hard. So blessed to be granted such pleasure. You're pounding me so roughly, human. Use my body as you see fit. For pleasure.
the pain. I want it all. So don't you dare stop. Goddess, I'm finally at my limit. And I can feel you getting close, hero. Give me your gum. I want it. I need it inside me. I'm going to...
I have no words to express. Oh, God. I can feel your cum inside me. So warm. So much is dripping out. I've spent the last century wondering what this would feel like. Oh, God. Simply beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for granting me this human. I could think of no other who would provide for me as you have. Wait. Something is wrong. The ritual should have caused something to activate, but I still feel the queen's wicked spells ruining the outside of the temple. If our union had not triggered a reversal, then it appears the prophecy was not true. No, I have failed, Lady Sanine. More importantly, I have failed you. Worry not, hero. I do not regret what transpired between us. Even if nothing happened, I am glad that you were the one to take my first time. If the world is to be doomed, then we will face the end together, my love. The pool of fertility. Some sort of blessing released from it. The curse. I can no longer feel its effect in the village. But why? Of course, I see. It wasn't just sex with the cleric of Sehanine to lift the curse. She must be in love as well. Rather embarrassing to see that this is how it is shown. But if this is what it takes to save this realm, then from the very mountaintops, I'll scream that I love you. I wonder how immediate the effects of reversing the curse are. Wait, do you hear something outside? No. Rather quickly, I see. The whole town is quite eager to express their things for us. This is truly a monumentous day. You are the chosen one. Our work is not yet done, hero. There are still 4 more to find if you wish to rid of this curse completely. What say you, my love? Shall we be off on a journey of a lifetime? Oh, come on then. Our adventure begins. Perhaps after we indulge ourselves with the townspeople.